Unit 8. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. B. Listen to a poem and fill in the blanks.
Life's Journey. Do not undermine your worth by comparing yourself with others. It is because we are different that each of us is special. Do not set your goals by what other people deem important. Only you know what is best for you. Do not take for granted the things closest to your heart. Cling to them as you would cling to your life, for without them, life is meaningless. Do not let your life slip through your fingers by living in the past or for the future. By living your life one day at a time, you live all of the days of your life. Do not give up when you still have something to give. Nothing is really over until the moment you stop trying. Do not be afraid to admit that you are less than perfect. It is this fragile thread that binds us together. Do not be afraid to encounter risks. It is by taking chances that we learn to be brave. Do not shut love out of your life by saying it is impossible to find. The quickest way to receive love is to give. The fastest way to lose love is to hold it too tightly. And the best way to keep love is to give it wings. Do not dismiss your dreams. To be without dream is to be without hope. To be without hope is to be without purpose. Do not run through your life so fast that you forget not only where you have been, but also where you are going. Life is not a race, but a journey to be savored each step of the way.
2. Text. Marla Runyon by Peter Sheridan. This is the amazing story of a girl who cannot see the running track, but is a very successful athlete. Marla Runyon triumphantly thrust her arms in the air as she crossed the 1500-meter finishing line at the U.S. Olympic Athletics Trials in Sacramento. The crowd of 23,000 roared their approval, and even her rivals stopped to applaud. Some had tears welling up in their eyes. Marla had come third and just won herself a place as one of only three women to represent her country in the 1500 meters at the Sydney Olympics. The stadium buzzed with emotion. The crowd knew they were not just celebrating a personal victory, but witnessing one of sporting history's greatest milestones, because Marla Runyon is blind. In just over 6 weeks, she will take her place alongside the best athletes in the world to become the first ever blind Olympian to compete in the able-bodied games. By anyone's standards, an Olympic place is a remarkable achievement, but for the 31-year-old athlete who needs a guide dog to walk down the street and who cannot see the finishing tape at the end of the track, it is simply astonishing. She cannot see the stars and stripes that unfurls whenever she takes the winner's podium. She can only vaguely make out the trek lines beneath her feet and the blurred shapes of competitors around her. Yet she has carved out a running career that not only is astounding fellow athletes, but is inspiring blind and disabled people around the world. Marla was born with an incurable genetic degenerative condition of the retina called Stargardt's disease. Although she has some peripheral sight, the damage to both retinas has left her with a hole at the center of her vision, making her effectively blind. Until she was 9, she lived an idyllic life with her family in Camarillo, a wealthy suburb of Los Angeles, California. Her father, Gary, was a banker, and her mother, Valerie, was a music teacher. Marla spent her childhood playing with her brother, Grady, 2 years her senior, riding ponies and fishing for bass in local rivers. But one day at school, she found she couldn't pick out symbols on the blackboard, and her parents took her to an optician. A year later, she was diagnosed with Stargardt's, and doctors warned that she would never succeed at school, go to college, drive a car, have a regular job, or compete in sports. But Marla has proved them wrong. She went on to become an A-grade student at school, gained a master's degree in education at the prestigious San Diego State University, began a teaching job, and will now become the first blind athlete to compete at an Olympic Games. The movie rights to her story were recently bought by Hollywood, and Marla is also writing her autobiography. She tries to make light of her disability, but to meet her is to see just how challenging her everyday life is. When running, she has to keep looking straight ahead, but when talking, she turns her head away from you, trying to see you out of the corner of her eye. "I run towards an abyss of nothingness," she said. "It could be terrifying, but I have spent my whole life facing my fears. I refuse to be defeated. What I represent is just achieving what you want to do in life. I think it's a matter of your attitude. Some people have a negative attitude, and that is their disability. I never wanted to be the first blind Olympian. I just wanted to make the Olympic team. I don't even think about being blind until somebody asks me about it. I would never say that if I could see, I could run 3 seconds faster. I can't make out anyone's facial features. I just see the colors of their kit. But there are no lanes in my event, so I don't have to worry about staying in a lane." Marla admits that she does run slightly wide for fear of bumping into other athletes. She can see 15 feet ahead, which translates to 1.5 seconds at her speed. Mostly, all she sees is the gray blur of the ground. She said, "If the field strings out, it's like running alone. I don't know who is in front of or behind me, or how far. That can exhaust a lot of mental energy." And running in a new place is really hard. When I traveled to Seville in Spain for the World Championships last year, I was really scared. I run, and I can't see what's ahead of or behind me. I spend all my energy worrying about where I am. Marla, who now lives and trains in Eugene, Oregon, wants to be judged only on her athletic achievements. Last year she ranked second in America in the 1500 meters and took second place at the US versus Britain games in Glasgow. All this despite an injury to her left knee in 1996 and left foot in 1997, which stopped her from running for 2 depressing years. And on a training run last month, Marla failed to see a little girl cycling by until she was almost on her. Twisting clear, she injured a muscle which stopped her training for a month until only days before the Olympic qualifier. "There are times I just sit down and cry," she admitted. "Just in the last few weeks, when it looked as if I wouldn't be fit for the Olympic trials, I was so upset. But that's all frustration at my fitness level, not at my blindness." Her boyfriend of 2 years, 26-year-old sports therapist and marathon runner Matt Lonergan, reads Marla the newspaper reports on her races, drives her to tournaments in unfamiliar towns, and trains with her on new tracks. He said, "Marla uses her disability as her motivation. Tell her she can't do something, and she'll go out and do it." Her father Gary believes she is an Olympian perhaps because of, not despite, the disability. She transformed herself from being a rather ordinary athlete at school into an exceptional one in adulthood, as a result of the blindness. "She has put herself through a lot of pain not to fail," he said. "I think a lot of it is driven by a lack of eyesight and wanting to succeed in spite of it." Marla said, "My parents were amazingly supportive. They always told me there are no limitations, but it took me a long time to learn that I didn't have many friends at school. Because I could hardly see, people always thought I was being rude when I passed them in the corridor and never said hello. Looking back, I suppose I liked sports because of the sense of independence they brought. It was a place I could succeed on my own." She was transferred to a school for the visually impaired, but said, "It was as if everyone had lowered their standards, with no expectations of success. I couldn't take that. I'd get angry and frustrated, seeing people who didn't expect more of themselves. I was always persevering. But as far as sports go, I wasn't a teenage phenomenon. I loved football, but I had to give it up at 14 because I'd reached the point where I couldn't follow the ball around the field. That's when I took up running." Her athletic career soared at college, mastering the 7 events of the heptathlon. She painstakingly measured out each long jump and high jump and counted the paces between hurdles. In 1996, she entered the Paralympics in Barcelona and won 4 gold medals. She still holds the disabled world record in 10 events. But that was just like lowering my expectations again, she explained. I needed to compete against able-bodied athletes to prove my worth. She has certainly proved that, but by doing so the pressures on her have intensified. In her qualifying race, she almost fell on the third lap when a slight collision forced her to reach out and touch the back of another runner to keep her balance. And as the first blind athlete to compete at an Olympic Games, she is painfully aware that there must be no mistakes, as a direct result of her disability, that might affect other people's future chances. So far, it has not proved a problem. I've never had any complaints, she said. Everyone is very aware of positioning during a race. I have been involved in a couple of tumbles, but not of my causing. But the specter of Mary Decker's fall, when she was tripped by Zola Budd in the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics, is terrifying. And she now also has the pressure that comes with being a role model for others. She said, I can't tell you the number of letters I've had from parents and teenagers with the same or similar condition. It makes me feel good to affect people in such a positive way. It was never my motivation to be a role model, but I realize the influence I can have, and I don't want to let anyone down. I'm not running to escape my blindness, she insists. I'm running to take my blindness where everyone told me it could never go, to the Olympics. And whether I come home with a medal or not, I'm a winner already.
New words.
Amazing.
Triumphantly.
Rival.
Applaud.
Stadium.
Buzz.
Witness.
Alongside.
Unfurl.
Podium.
Lane.
Blurred.
Competitor.
Astound.
Incurable.
Degenerative.
Retina.
Peripheral.
Idyllic.
Pony.
Bass.
Optician.
Diagnose.
Prestigious.
Autobiography.
Disability.
Challenging.
Abyss.
Terrifying.
Kit.
Bump.
Exhaust.
Scared.
Twist.
Qualifier.
Therapist.
Marathon.
Tournament.
Motivation.
Transform.
Exceptional.
Supportive.
Limitation.
Independence.
Impaired.
Frustrated.
Persevere.
Phenomenon.
Soar.
Heptathlon.
Painstakingly.
Hurdle.
Pressure.
Intensify.
Collision.
Painfully.
Positioning.
Tumble.
Spectre.
Influence.
Proper nouns.
Marla Runyon.
Peter Sheridan.
Sacramento.
The Sydney Olympics.
Olympian.
The Stars and Stripes.
Stargardt's disease.
Camarillo.
Los Angeles.
California.
Gary.
Valerie.
Grady.
San Diego State University.
Seville.
Eugene.
Oregon.
Glasgow.
Matt Lonergan.
The Paralympics.
Barcelona.
Mary Decker.
Zola Budd. Part 2. Language in use. 1. Dialogue. Going to the gym. Joseph was deeply impressed by Marla's story. The next day he went to the gym, determined to end his sluggish days. On the way, he met his friend Steve. Read and listen to the dialogue, then complete the following table.
I'm going over to the gym. I want to do some running. Why don't you run outside? Are you kidding? Do you know how cold it is today? Yeah, I suppose. I guess it isn't healthy to run outside in this weather. No, it's not. Not at all. I'd probably freeze my lungs. Wait a minute. I'll go over to the gym, too.
You?
Yes, why not? Just let me get my gym clothes. I didn't know you could work out. What do you mean by that? Everyone can do exercise.
Yeah, I know, but you? I always thought you were only good at lifting beer bottles to your mouth.
No, not at all. I was on the swim team when in high school, and I'd like to do some weight training. They have decent equipment at that gym.
You're going to lift weights?
Ha! Are you laughing at me?
I'm sorry, I just can't imagine you lifting weights.
Maybe not, but I want to start. I need to get in shape. I feel that these past couples of months my energy's been low.
It's true. If one doesn't exercise, they will get sluggish. That's why I keep running, even on winter days.
So I need to do something too.
But lifting weights isn't the best thing. You should do some kind of aerobic exercise.
I know, but I want to start today with a little weightlifting. Then I'm going to buy a pair of swimming trunks and goggles, and every other day, I'm going to go swim laps in the pool. How does that sound?
It sounds like a good plan.
What?
I'm just still surprised you really want to do it. It doesn't seem to go with your character.
Well, if that's true, then maybe I need to change my character, don't I? I don't want to become a fat slob.
New words.
Gym.
Sluggish.
Kid.
Decent.
Aerobic.
Goggles.
Slob.
2. Pair work. Talking about favorite sports activities. Reference answer.
Would you please tell me which sport is your favorite without mentioning its name?
Okay. It is a popular ball sport.
Volleyball? Basketball? Table tennis? Does it need a small or large ball?
Larger than a table tennis ball. It needs a net.
I know. It is tennis. I like tennis. The tennis player Zhang Depei is my idol. He is a Chinese-American and plays tennis very well.
Well, we all know Zhang Depei, but it's not tennis.
A ball sport needs a net. Please give more details.
Be patient. 10 players, plus a goalkeeper, are involved during the game in each team.
It must be football.
No, it is not football. But it looks like playing football in a pool.
Water polo. Do you mean water polo? I like it too.
Yes, it's water polo. I like playing football and going swimming as well, but water polo is a most wonderful sport for me. 3. Text. How to protect your family. Doctors are already finding the bacteria hard to defeat. CAMRSA infection has a nasty habit of recurring, adds Dr. Kojeni. Just this week, a patient came in with his 7th episode. People are scared and frustrated because they can't get it out of their homes. Sometimes one family member will get it, then another. CAMRSA typically causes boils, pimples, or pus-filled swellings, often mistaken for spider bites. It can trigger larger abscesses that need to be surgically drained, and in extreme cases, it can lead to life-threatening joint, lung, muscle, or bone infections. CAMRSA is usually spread by skin-to-skin contact with infected people, while playing sports like football or wrestling, for example, as well as giving hugs and handshakes. Doctors recommend these steps to lower your risk. keep your hands clean. Washing with soap and warm water several times a day is the single best way to combat staph. Teach kids to rub their hands briskly under running water for at least 15 seconds, about the amount of time it takes to recite the alphabet. Carry alcohol-based hand sanitizer for times when soap and water aren't available. It's also helpful to keep kids' fingernails short and to discourage nose picking. Cover cuts and scrapes. Any wound should be washed with soap and water, then covered with dry, sterile bandages until it heals. Apply a clean dressing daily. Pus from infected sores can contain CAMRSA, so it's also important to wash your hands after changing bandages to avoid spreading staph. Don't share personal items. Tell your kids not to use friends' and teammates' towels, washcloths, clothing, uniforms, or razors. People who appear perfectly healthy can still be CAMRSA carriers. Shared sports equipment, such as helmets and gym mats, should be cleaned with an antibacterial solution after every use. Sanitize gym clothing and linens. If anyone in the family has a cut, sore, or infection, wash bedding and towels in hot water with added bleach. Wash sports clothing and washable athletic gear with laundry detergent after each use. Drying laundry in a hot dryer, not on a clothesline, also helps kill bacteria. Remember flu shots. Since the flu lowers resistance to CAMRSA, getting vaccinated every year helps protect against both diseases. The best time to get the shot is in October or November. Flu shots are approved for kids over 6 months of age. Get tested. If you have a skin infection that needs medical treatment, ask the doctor to check for CAMRSA, which responds only to certain antibiotics. Many MDs prescribe the wrong drugs because they don't do a test. That can worsen the infection. Until recently, diagnoses typically involved doing a culture, but it takes up to 48 hours to grow the bacteria in a lab, meaning that people could continue to spread the infection while waiting for lab results. In April of this year, the FDA approved the one-hour expert MRSA test, which uses DNA technology to check the nose for the superbug. That gives hospitals a fast, reliable way to screen patients for MRSA before admission. Next year, the test's manufacturer, Cepheid, expects approval of a DNA test for use on tissue samples from infected areas, giving doctors another tool for rapid diagnosis. Be sure to take all your prescribed medication. Even if your skin heals, bacteria you leave alive today can morph into tomorrow's superbugs.
New words.
Bacteria.
Infection.
Recur.
Episode.
Boil.
Pimple.
Pus.
Swelling.
Spider.
Trigger.
Abscess.
Surgically.
Drain.
Joint.
Hug.
Combat.
Staph.
Rub.
Briskly.
Recite.
Alphabet.
Sanitizer.
Fingernail.
Scrape.
Sterile.
Bandage.
Heal.
Sore.
Washcloth.
Uniform.
Razor.
Carrier.
Helmet.
Mat.
Sanitize.
Linens.
Bedding.
Bleach.
Detergent.
dryer.
Clothesline.
Vaccinate.
Antibiotic.
Prescribe.
Diagnosis.
Superbug.
Manufacturer.
Morph.
Proper nouns.
CAMRSA.
Congini.
MD, Doctor of Medicine.
The FDA.
Expert MRSA test.
Cepheid. Part 3. Enhancement of language abilities. 1. Get your pronunciation right. A. Listen and repeat, paying attention to the intonation of the following sentences.
1. She asked what was the color of the hairpin.
2. Robert told me a month ago that he would go fishing in Scotland this summer.
3. Do you understand how to knit a sweater?
4. Do you know why he is absent today?
5. We never thought he had a chance to go to university.
6. A clock is a machine that tells us time.
7. That is the reason why I am not in favor of revising the plan.
8. Those who want to go, please sign your names here.
9. The team is headed by a 45-year-old Mongolian, whose wife is a Tibetan.
10. Shanghai has many beautiful parks, which attract thousands of visitors.
B. Read the following and pay attention to the intonation.
1. I hope you'll join the army.
2. I think the lecture was very informative.
3. He insisted that to save one's time means to prolong one's life.
4. He imagined it was a marvelous story.
5. You see, I have a cough, and I need something for it.
6. He is not the man whom you think him to be.
7. Can anybody tell me the name of the boy who was speaking to me just now?
8. She is going to stay in Shanghai, where she spent her childhood.
9. He said something more, which I didn't catch.
10. We will put off the outing until next week, when we won't be so busy.